I'm
Jeff,
tired.
the placement of your stickers on your wall behind your head is really bothering me.
I know. I just slapped him up there.
What? Seriously, that's. I'm. You have to blur your background or something.
And a high fly ball, center field, he hit it a ton, it's gone! And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
Pass the football, short drop, lobs one down the sideline for Binns, he's got it! Touchdown! 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 Armand Binns!
See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose.
And it is bobbled and caught.
Yeah!
AJ
yeah,
Green
AJ!
Makes the catch. Woo! On the ricochet Hail Mary. As a prayer is answered in the end zone by Adriel Jeremiah.
And welcome to another edition of Riverfront Radio. I don't know if you guys are anything like me, but I wish I could retire when I was 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I've retired in my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I think I did that in, like, junior high.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Clint Bowling, though, calling it quits after, what was it, eight NFL eight. Seasons with the Bengals?
Yeah.
114 games, 112 starts. He's going to be missed on the offensive line this season. Not by me, but by someone, I'm sure.
Dalton?
Yeah, probably.
Poor Dalton, man. Like, yeah. The offensive line right now, like, they're tough. Like, they're going to be in some trouble. But
at least this will get everyone to shut up about Westerman.
Yeah.
Everyone's been wanting to see him in there, and he's either going to prove him right or prove him wrong. We don't have to worry about hearing why he should be the one starting now.
I just, the entire last season, the issue was the offensive line, and we thought that we had probably taken some steps to make it better in the offseason, but with our first-round draft pick having shoulder surgery and then Bowling retiring, it's looking like we're going to be in the same boat as we were in last year, unfortunately. Billy hey, Price will be a step up since he's hopefully going to be healthy for the season, but it's going to be a tough season.
Get it?
I'm just hoping they can somehow figure. I don't even know what his contract situation is, but I'm hoping Andre Smith can come home.
Jesus.
If nothing else, God. To save the day and then retire as a Bengal.
Yeah, man. He deserves it.
What's Carson doing?
Probably Wrangler come on home, commercials baby. Here soon.
Do you think Carson Palmer's ever worn Wranglers?
I just want to picture him wearing Wranglers. You know what I'm
saying? He's ever worn anything other than like gym shorts after practice.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
What I do.
Wasn't it an awesome move to let Whitworth go to the Rams?
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, he didn't have much move. Time left.
That's. So many stupid things in the Bengals history, but not signing Whitworth to what he wanted or. You know,
Zeitler.
Yeah, like Zeitler, Whitworth, like
especially now, considering Bowling's done. I mean, Zeitler would probably still be on, you know, at least part of his contract that they would have re-signed him for. So,
and the fact is, they keep so many pieces of garbage around, and so many problem causing guys, so many guys that are terrible and a liability, and then they let the good like Whitworth or. I'm trying to think of somebody else that they've... I mean, Marvin Jones kind of still stings. Sanu obviously hasn't quite been. But, I mean, Marvin Jones was getting a lot of money. But, I mean, guys like that, it's like... I don't know. Like, Marvin Jones is, I guess, a different situation than the Whitworth stuff. But still, it's like, how many years did we have, you know, guys that were liabilities at their position, and we kept re-upping them, or, you know, they were still on their 4-year deal. Like Bobby Hart, there you go. Or are you going to, like, any linebacker from the last 15 years? Like, any linebacker. Half of the defensive backs from the last 15 years. Like, it's just so frustrating. And then they gambled on the offensive line the last couple years, and it's really screwed them. Like, it. Joe Mixon and Andy Dalton are the big losers in this situation. Although Mixon did well last year with a terrible offensive line, so maybe he can do it again, but that's frustrating.
Didn't Whitworth get pissed off at the media a few years ago because they, like, came in with cameras and saw his dick?
Was that Whitworth? Oh, he left. I think so.
I don't know.
Bad locker room guy.
If you're not hanging full dong in the locker room for the cameras, then I don't want you on my team. I take that thing back.
Either that, or you do like the tuck it between your legs, kind of like as a joke.
I'd bang me. See, I PG-13'd it up there.
I saw that. That was weird to me.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I did it.
Man, turning a new leaf.
Daryl's 93% sure, and Daryl banged her. And he's about 98% sure. Or whatever the wonderful quote from Michael Scott is. But to less depressing things other than blood clots ending NFL careers, the Reds, you know, it's good that they went out to Colorado and really got started off on the right foot out of the All-Star break by winning. Oh, no, how about that? They only won one out of the three, and they absolutely crumbled in the other two games. So, never mind. The Reds are depressing, too. So.
But they probably outscored the Rockies, right? Total?
I guess they probably did, so that counts as a series win. Yeah. Hey, yep. For all the people that say Vlad Guerrero Jr. is the real home run derby champ, then I guess that counts. I think we're going to go on run differential for series victories. But yeah, the Reds, I don't know what's going on with David Hernandez. I love David Hernandez. He's been strong for us the last couple seasons. He was great early in the season. He was kind of that right-handed, you know, shut the door type of guy that we had. We have the left-handed version of Amir Garrett, who's on the DL right now, or IL, I'm sorry. But now David Hernandez, I mean, I don't know that he's got an injury right now, but I think I saw someone else on Twitter mention it. This seems like a 10-day IL stint coming up here soon for him. If nothing else, just to kind of get his mind right. And they can always say it is, you know, for arm fatigue or arm strain or something like that. But because I'm sure you could do that with just about any pitcher in a bullpen on any given day to find a reason. But, I mean, he just hasn't been good. Like, it's not like he's the only reason they've been struggling. Like, Tyler Mahle was just terrible the other night.
He got his wish. He got to stay in.
Yeah.
He ended up. Somebody said it was like David Bell was trolling him, and it really was, because he didn't just get anybody up in the bullpen until after he had given up the four runs.
Yep.
I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And then they come back, and they were only down one run, and then they just couldn't score one more.
Yep.
And they're buyers, but
second half of the season.
For how long are they buyers?
Yep.
Our friend Mo was talking about that today. If they drop the series to the Cubs, are they all of a sudden now sellers?
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Dietrich hasn't been hitting. Scooter hasn't been good since he's come back. Jesse Winker might be on the DL for a while with an oblique. It's not a great way to start the second half of the season, especially when we figured with us being this close to, you know, in the race in the Central, even though we're in last or second last place.
This series is kind of make or break right now, because they can either leave the series 3.5 games out of first, or they can leave at 9.5 games out of first or something like that. I forget what the actual, it's pretty much make or break right here. Like, this is. And the thing that's really frustrating.
They got Milwaukee next, don't they?
St. Louis.
Or St. Louis. Yeah.
The thing that's really frustrating right now, too, is, like you said, Dan, you were mentioning, they say Winker should be okay, but we've also heard hey, this guy's okay. And next thing you know, he's on the DL.
Right.
But Scooter, it's going to take a while for him, obviously, too. And it sucks to, you know, I think I was even probably guilty of this, of thinking he's going to come back and help save the offense. But he, I mean, he's technically still probably in his spring training phase because his spring training was cut short. Not too right. short, but Dietrich's hitting like one something after his 3-home run game.
Like, it's like, made a joke about it at the like before we even started recording, is that the only way he gets on base now is when he gets hit by pitches.
Yeah, and it sucks because I want to see him in the lineup every day because in my mind he's still a guy that can be a weapon, but he just isn't. And it's starting to get to the point, like, at what point do you start taking at bats away and start playing him for what he was brought on to do?
And not participating in the home run derby really mess with his swing. really
the time off really fucked his swing up.
But it's just, it's frustrating. And it's just every single night, it's like, this is the, and then what they do is they do things like they had that big comeback win after giving up 4 runs in the first inning the other night after that long rain delay. And it's like, okay, like, here we go. This is the type of win that can galvanize a team and they can kind of get on a run here, especially going into Chicago, which they've kind of, I mean, they've owned Chicago this season. I forget what they're, I mean, what they, I guess by own, I mean, they're like, what, 6-3 this year against them?
Something like
that. Or something like that. They've won all 3 series they've played them in. So whatever that record is. So they've won every series they've played Chicago. I mean, Suarez is hitting like .479 against the Cubs this year.
He had another home run tonight.
And another one tonight. So it, this seemed like the type of series, like they could win 2 out of 3 against Colorado, come into this series, just get home to have that. I think they've got a relatively decent stretch coming up. Okay, it's after. So they go, they've got St. Louis for 4 at home. They go on the road for 3, and then they go, they've got a, you know, what is it, a 6-game homestand there. So, no, yeah, 6, sorry. So, they, I mean, they got a decent stretch of home games coming up here where they can really kind of try to, you know, get back in the thick of things with the NL Central. But then they just have games like Sunday where they fight back a couple different times and they just keep giving it away again. And it's like Disco and Tyler Mahle, neither one of them want to stay in the rotation when Alex Wood comes back.
Right.
Like, I just keep waiting for one of them to step up and say, this is the guy, you're the, I'm the guy that you're, you know, you're not going to be able to take out of the rotation. And one of them's going to have to go, you would think. I doubt they're going to put Alex Wood. They might put Alex Wood in the bullpen just momentarily to try to help him get some major league, you know, innings in before they throw him back into the rotation. But I think he's scheduled to throw between 60 and 65 pitches in his next rehab start. So he's not far away. Like, he's ready. Like, as long as nothing happens. So, and I'm afraid it's going to be too late. It's just, it's what I'm worried about. That's what I worried about Scooter. They hung on. Now I'm worried about the Alex Wood not coming back in time for them to, but not that the starting pitching's been the big issue, but it has been the last couple, you know, series, it seems like. And then you got the bullpen just melting away too. So,
so I saw a question posed too today, like, if they're sellers all of a sudden, do you get rid of Puig? See what you can get for him? Would you?
I don't know. I don't.
With no guarantee that he comes back next year?
I think if he goes, he's gone. I don't think he's coming back. I don't think it's one of the, I don't think it's an Aroldis Chapman situation that the Yankees have today.
Well, I think that's what he meant. Do you get,
do you
get something from,
do you
now?
See what you can get.
Oh, gotcha. Now. Gotcha.
No, there's no guarantee if you,
or do you wait and see? Gotcha.
Well, as a Blue Jackets fan, I feel, I feel like maybe I would be a little
still stinging a little, bit,
a little bitter still on how things worked out, but I honestly, that is the toughest question. Like, I don't know what to do about Puig. Like, I want Puig to be a Red for the rest of his career. Casale just tied it up 3-3.
I think he'd stay, but, too, if they, if they, because they came out and said they're going to spend money like they did this year. But it's just, God, it's so, because you can, he's such a commodity right now. And one of those teams that's right on the edge that could, I mean, it could be the difference between them competing with like a Dodgers team or something. Like, you'd have to think they'd be crazy not to be looking at him at least. especially if it falls this week where they're out 9.5.
I
love them.
I don't want to spend big money on Puig if I'm the Reds, because I mean he's gonna bat 240 even if he's gonna hit 25 or 30 home runs. I'm not paying. I think that you can find an outfielder that can do that for cheaper. And I love Puig. I love the way he plays, but I still don't want the Reds to put themselves in a position where they gave this guy this money and now we're stuck with him in the, you know, the later years of his career where all he does is hit. He's Adam Dunn, basically. I mean, we can find someone else to do that. Even though I enjoy Puig, I would be okay with them. What's that?
So I liked Adam Dunn.
Yeah, Dunn. So did I. Big donkey. Yeah,
they're willing to go out and find someone like that, but they've been trying to do that for 5 years, 6 years, and they can't find a guy to hit home runs in their outfield. Yeah,
that's true.
And that's their own fault because they've been trying to get guys off the scrap heaps for, you know, cheap little 2-3 year deals or, you know, fucking Ryan Ludwig type guys, which are supposedly going to save the franchise. And then, it's one of those things that if Puig's going to command top dollar, which I don't know, it's hard to say what's going to happen because you just never, once you think you have free agency figured out, things happen. You're like, I have no idea what guys are worth anymore. If he can come back on a relatively, you know, reasonable deal, I'd be okay with it. I'm like Dan, I don't want to pay top dollar for him. And then you feel obligated to play him every day if he's not performing. But like they don't have the benefit of, you know, a young hot. They've got what's his name? Guy that's been playing in Taylor Trammell.
Yeah.
Trammell, however you say his last name. I mean, he's not even close to being ready, even though he's like, you know, a top prospect type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have much as far as, you know, power guys or outfielders. So they're going to have to go out and pay for a guy anyway.
And I don't even know, is Trammell a power hitter or is he an average guy? Because he looks slender. Whenever I see pictures of him, he looks.
I think he can hit for power. Good.
That's good.
I don't know much about the system.
Everything you hear about him is good, though. You know, he's been in the Rising Stars All-Star game the last few years.
So this year,
it all depends on where he puts his attribute points in the next couple of years, I guess.
Yeah.
So he's only true. Says he's only got one. Oh, that's
better not be skipping those base running drills.
It's so boring.
So he's got 5 homers this year. So he's not even really having a very good year in Double A.
Yeah,
he's only hitting .241. But he's always playing in the futures game, so I assumed he was one of the guys that was the hot up and comers. There is somebody that
I think with the way that Senzel's been swinging the bat since he got to the major leagues, he's going to be the face of the club here soon.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, I know Joey's getting up there, and he's still, you know, at the end of the season, he'll probably still sniff 300. But with the way that Senzel's been playing, he's going to be the future guy here, and I look forward to that. I like Senzel so far.
He's been great. I love the way he plays, and he seems to be full speed 100% of the time. The one thing that it seems like, so they've got Alex Wood is probably not going to be coming back unless for some reason they can get him on a, you know, quote unquote hometown deal, since he's going to only pitch a half a season for us before he becomes a free agent. But you got his money coming off the books. You got possibly Puig coming off the books. You've got 3 or 4 bullpen arms coming off the books that probably won't be back. You've got a decent amount of money coming off out of the payroll. And they said they're still going to match, if not exceed, the same payroll they have for this year.
Yeah.
Which would still, like, so that means if they let Puig walk, if they let guys like Alex Wood walk, if they don't extend Scooter Gennett, like, they're going to have to go out and pay big money to somebody. Like,
I hear Homer Bailey's free.
Ooh.
Did the A's release him already?
I don't know. Oh. I just meant we can dump more money into him.
I was going to say, that'd be hilarious if the A's already released him. Because I know he just went to Oakland in a trade yesterday or 2 days ago.
Did he?
Yeah. So I thought maybe that he got dumped by them as some sort of salary dump or something.
No, not yet. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he did, but no, yeah. I was just making a joke.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's...
I mean, yeah. Sonny Gray at least appears to be a steal at this point, signing him to a little bit of an extension.
What's Matt Latos up to?
Fighting people in...
I was going to say fighting
unaffiliated independent leagues.
He's playing in
that... He's literally living Kenny Powers' life right now.
Atlantic League right now with all the weird rules. That's where he was last year, at least. I don't know. It's right now.
Got to chug a beer on first.
Yeah.
Was he Ben that was saying he like still drives like his expensive ass car too to games?
I don't know.
I thought somebody was saying that.
I don't know. It wouldn't shock me if you got it. He probably paid it off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just came across the wire. Jay Bruce is now pitching in the Phillies game.
Really?
What? Fire up the old MLB TV. See,
we could bring Bruce back.
The Phillies are going to be sellers. That Bryce Harper deal is looking pretty good, huh?
could bring Bruce back.
I would love to have Bruce back.
A Puig Bruce swap, just straight up.
We've done the Jay Bruce thing. I'm okay with moving on. Trying something
Angel,
else.
You'll be so happy.
Home run hitting outfielder.
Huh?
He's a home run hitting outfielder. When he's not striking out 300 times a year.
Ooh, let's bring back the DH 12 times a year.
Jesus. That's another thing. At least we don't have to look forward to. They said the DH situation won't come around until at least the next collective bargaining agreement, which is nice. But they still want to do other like jacked up rules. Like this whole stealing first thing.
I've heard actually, that like alluded to, but I don't know how like they're proposing it would work. Like what's just the deal?
Anytime there's a pass ball, you can run to first.
Hmm.
But like it ends your at bat, so you're either on first or you're out. Like it's not like you get another crack at it, or if you leave the box, it's like one of those things, like kind of like rounding first to head to second, which we saw come into play in the Rockies series. If you commit to first base, then I mean that's what it is. Like you either have to run to first or you're out.
Can we get, speaking of old players, let's just bring back Billy if we get those rules.
Yeah, Billy's ever just going to shoot would be up. Awesome.
Yeah. Billy'd see a lot more strikes. They wouldn't want to pitch him down in the zone or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's another guy I don't miss. I just, like, once the Reds move on from someone, I'm kind of like, yeah, okay. I'm fine
Billy
with that.
I'd
bring back Chu in a
it's
heartbeat.
It's definitely a lot nicer seeing Senzel get on base and then get... you know, driven in versus what we had with Hamilton.
It's not like the Reds are releasing these guys and they're just lighting the world on fire, though, either.
Frazier was the one that surprised me the most because Frazier...
he dropped off big time.
I was sad when they got rid of him, but he has been nothing.
Do you think that lady that said she would never watch the Reds again ended up watching the Reds? When Frazier got traded, she's like, I'm never watching the...
Frazier has been garbage since he's left. He's just trying to fight everybody in the majors.
There hasn't been anybody that we really let go, and I mean Didi Gregorius maybe, but he was just a prospect.
Didi never really took it.
Yeah, Osmani Grandal's been pretty good.
Yeah,
but Yonder that was Alonso, he was part of a trade.
Who gives a shit?
Chapman's.
He's not any like closers in Major League Baseball are so. There's so many of them available that, I mean, and they're so widely used. You can find a closer for much cheaper than what you want to pay Aroldis, even if he can't throw 106 miles an hour.
You guys remember Volquez and Cueto? That was fun.
That was fun.
What was Volquez doing? I know Cueto's always hurt.
Yeah, I don't even know if Volquez is around anymore, is he?
Let me look and see.
He was on the Blue Jays a couple years ago, but...
I drove past the field.
Blue Jays or Kansas City?
It says he's with the Rangers still. He must be on the DL or something.
I drove past Coco Cordero.
He's on the 60
Francisco
day.
Cordero field the other day.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Cordero.
I drive past almost every day.
Fuck a sport, Ohio.
Yeah, Volquez is on the 60-day DL.
So problematic.
Josh Hamilton lit the world on fire for like a season after the Reds let him go.
That's not all he lit on fire. Jesus. Talking about smoking drugs.
Talking about spoons.
Ooh.
Trying to figure out what's wrong with Volquez, though. Let me see here.
That one, I don't think it's drugs.
Not enough, maybe. Hmm.
60-day DL. But
I didn't realize Chew was still...
Yep.
There's our regularly scheduled stroke by Jeff.
Did it cut out?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But you look good doing it.
But...
I'm going to start a petition for the Reds to wear sleeveless jerseys just all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We didn't get to talk about that because we skipped last week's podcast. Well, that was my favorite thing ever. I wish they didn't get their ass kicked that game because it was awesome.
They work them in the rotation a little more. Let's see here.
It just reminded me that because Lorenzen just started pitching for the Reds. And I just see his biceps and I'm like, dear God.
So were they rubbing baby oil on each other before the game?
Yeah.
Because Lorenzen looked fried.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't good for his
team. It was like, dude, you should put on sunscreen.
Guys like Dietrich that already have a tan or kind of already have that olive skin, like it works all right on, but...
Lorenzen looked uncomfortable about halfway through the game. Yeah. I was like, he is burnt.
Yep.
Did you see the UniWatch take on the whole thing, Ben?
Uh-uh.
He was talking about how he liked it or whatever, but he said that... You know, because I guess he's like, hey, I had this game circled on the calendar for like as soon as the Reds announced all their throwbacks because he wanted to see if Votto would do the tribute to the Big Clue and rip the sleeves off. And it's like, it turns out just about everybody did. And he's like, and it just made it feel watered down and not as special.
What a fucking douchebag. Yeah, I hate that guy so
much. Votto
it was probably half. Like it wasn't super watered down. It was probably half.
Yeah, I wish it was everybody.
Votto looked like that vet that just rips cigs.
Yeah.
When his sleeves were, it was just like that dude that it was the old guy that was trying to be the beer league softball old guy that just ripped cigs.
And Votto did it right too with the whole like sleeves cut off underneath. Yeah. It wasn't
he did point out that Votto's was the closest to the way the Big Clue wore his.
Yeah.
He also showed a picture of somebody. I don't remember who it was. It wasn't a name I recognized, but I admittedly haven't been following the team as closely just because I don't know why. But someone was wearing two undershirts. He had like a long sleeve, short sleeve. So he said he was making up for all the guys that went short sleeve.
Was it Gino?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Gino was sleeveless. It was. Was it Matt Bowman?
Maybe.
I think that might have been who it was. Because I think a lot of times he wears the long sleeve jerseys.
Weaker had like a compression shirt on.
Yeah.
It might have been Matt Bowman. But I know what you're talking about, Witt. It was weird looking. Which I'm kind of bummed because in the pro shop. So the $100 version of the jersey is like got the fake sleeves in it.
Yeah.
I do not like that. I saw the ones from the Griffey. That's terrible looking.
Yeah. But you can buy the authentic vest for like $250. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, there's a couple of the throwbacks I would consider maybe getting a jersey of without a name or anything on the back.
One with the cigarette pocket.
No, the ones that are coming, not the ones that are coming up next, but like, I think the 67 and 69, I think, are the years. I can't remember. We've gone through this a couple times. It's the pinstripe ones that look more like the modern version of like what I would like them to go with if they went back to a pinstripe jersey.
I haven't seen I watch most of the Reds games that I can. I haven't seen a throwback that I've really hated yet. Like there's like parts of certain jerseys that I don't like, but for the most part, I think that most of them are pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me if they, because of the revenue that this is generating, it wouldn't surprise me if they did something similar to this in the coming years.
Yeah. Like work at least a couple of them back into the rotation. Like on Sundays, they always wear these jerseys.
The red pants are weird.
Yeah. That was a little weird.
Yeah.
But it was cool because it was like a novelty thing.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how I'm with Dan on this, where it's like there's never been a jersey that I just truly don't like. There's some that I thought for sure I was going to hate going into the game, and then you see it and you're like, okay, that's actually pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm not a huge fan of is, like, the all blue ones were okay because it was literally just all blue. And so it's just different looking. It's kind of like the red pants. But I wasn't a huge fan of the ones they wore the other night because you couldn't, like, when they were playing the Indians.
Yeah, they were
like,
the
it was like
they were against
you wouldn't
the
know if you weren't looking at the chest or the logo on the breast. Like, you literally couldn't tell, like, who was who, like, if it was the Indians or the Reds. I noticed something about the Cubs, and I was gonna do some more research before we hopped on tonight, and I just got sidetracked. Something that was really irking the shit out of me about the Cubs uniforms that I just noticed for some reason is the C logo, the Cubs logo on their chest, on their left breast, I guess it would be, the pocket, like whatever they call that panel. It's got the little like registered trademark like logo in it. But like the Reds doesn't, from what I can tell, like on their, at least on their sleeve. There's no reason
to use it. As our own, right?
Exactly. Nice. Like, I've never seen that on a professional jersey where, like, the logo has that on it, on the jersey. I don't know.
Maybe they just all bought replicas because they lost theirs.
Like the Jordan game.
Off the shelf. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to try to find a Joey Votto picture from, or some, any Red player from their home jerseys. I don't think they do on the home jerseys. Like, it doesn't look like it. No, the Reds jerseys do not have it. And so I don't know if other major league teams have it, but there'd be no reason for the Cubs to have it and nobody else to have it because they're all, I'm sure, registered the same way.
Right.
But and I would maybe expect that on like a retail jersey or something, like what he was joking about, but like it's just weird looking to me. I don't get it. It's kind of stupid looking. I hate to nitpick about that kind of stuff, but since it's the Cubs, I feel like might as well.
Fuck them.
Yep, that's right. But
so what else has been going on, fellas? The NBA is going to be completely different next year.
Yeah, I already have a hard enough time keeping up on who is where and what's going on, and now it's even worse. So.
Right. I'm excited. I think because for the last, like, 5 or 6 seasons, it's been like, all the Warriors are going to kill everybody. Even if, you know, they didn't win it every single year, you could still kind of take them out of the West. And now we're going to have the talent seems more evenly distributed. So I think it's going to be a fun season.
Yep.
So the Lakers were the favorite.
Are they?
That surprised me a little bit. Just ahead of the Clippers. At least what I watched last night, it was them just ahead of the Clippers.
Out of the West?
Warriors are like 14-1.
Like, yeah, and that's to be expected, like, without KD or...
Yeah. I think it went Lakers, Clippers, Rockets.
Yeah, the Rockets getting Russell Westbrook was big.
It's going to be weird to watch them play together. That's one of the ones that intrigues me because
they used to play together.
He was a sixth man when they played together.
But he still was ball dominant when he was on the court.
Yeah. I just think it'll be interesting because they both control the ball quite a bit.
Hall of Fame games in 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
Football's back, baby.
That is crazy to think about.
Yeah. So that means it will get a Bengals preseason game in 3 weeks.
Jesus Christ. Who's in the Hall of Fame game this year?
I want to say it's the Falcons, but I can't. Off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure.
Let's see here. It is dun. Falcons and Broncos.
Hey, look at me.
I guess because Champ
is
Bailey.
One of the old Super Bowl matchups?
I don't know. Falcons, Broncos, probably at some point.
Back in the Elway, I mean, who did they play?
Elway played.
I don't know. Better start doing your fantasy football research now, though.
Oh, Jesus.
It's coming, boys. Fantastic radio. Can't tell if Mac is frozen.
He's frozen.
Having a stroke.
He's thinking really hard about who Elway played in the Super Bowls.
They played the Falcons, Super Bowl 33.
It's a classic strip.
Which was in, what, 1993?
1999.
Wow. Is that the Dirty Bird? Dirty Bird Falcons?
Yep, I think so.
Jamal that was Anderson?
His second Super Bowl.
Huh.
In a row.
There he is. Hey, he's back.
I have no idea what the fuck just happened. Literally, Skype just closed and was not on my desktop anymore. I have no idea. And I wasn't doing an update or anything.
We've finally been kicked off of Skype.
Yeah. And then so I tried to log into another Skype, and it was one that was like through the Microsoft one, whatever the hell they try to push on you now, where everything's all tied together.
Office 365.
Whatever. Yeah. And whatever it was. I don't know what the fuck that happened. That was annoying. But good thing I'm not the one recording. So.
I'm the one recording, baby.
Yeah.
We're almost wrapping up here. Anyone else got any wise words of wisdom to pass on to the Cincinnati natives?
Don't be a fan of our teams.
Yeah. God, it's the worst.
Just don't do it. No matter how much you want to. There's enough access to out of market sports that you have no excuse anymore. Just don't do it.
Well, we'll still root for him.
I'm going to raise my kid to only be a bandwagon fan.
Right.
I'm going to raise my kid anti-sports.
Probably even better.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to women's soccer.
I'm not going that anti-sports.
But yeah,
Wait, okay, here's a good conversation. Do you think they should be paid the same as the men's soccer team?